And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, and Corey Sandin is here today because Rock God Rick's on his way to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, which I'll be joining later on this afternoon up there in beautiful Alaska at the Kingfisher, the finest destination in Sitka, no doubt about it. Couple of great guests here. Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge, and Yosef Husseini, the angler's realtor. Obviously, these guys are brothers. Obviously, they're fishermen. They both grew up fishing and stuff, and just having a lot of fun and a lot of action here because there's fish are biting, right?
I know. A lot to talk about, honestly, from Brian Woolley's bass and yellows at the island and all the bluefin we're talking about. If you want to join us, the lines have been full the whole time, but I'll give you the number, 213-432-1090, or you can shoot us a text via the app. We haven't had much time in the last hour. It's been so busy to read them, but we're going to get to them once again through the app, and we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and we're giving a $300 gift certificate. That's the prize today, a $300 gift certificate to Costa.com, and you can actually pick whatever you want. That almost covers you on any pair of glasses and on top of whatever
covers
you
covers a pair of glasses and a nice
shirt.
Nice,
hat, whatever
they make
you want.
Really nice T-shirts, those Costa T-shirts.
Yeah, their gear is really, really
Yeah, their hats are great. Yeah, really good stuff. Well, hey, let's continue with the catch report. Surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
My favorite.
Hey, gentlemen, Corey, Pete, how's it going?
Good. What's going on in the surf?
Well, there's not going to be any fall off here on the report. It's excellent fishing. You know, that warm water, I always say 64 degrees is like the Mendoza line, and we've gone past it with 67, I think 68, Willie said, and that's all good for what we're doing. Like I said, another good week of fishing. Water temperatures ranging up north 62 degrees all the way up to 68. Strong tides leading to a full moon on Wednesday, and with it, another grunion run, so you have all the factors here. The perch bites fading a little bit with the warmer water. Lots of sand crabs. The corbina bites really coming on. Good croaker numbers. Solid halibut bite. I got white sea bass, striped bass, very good calico bass fishing in the shallows, and even some thresher sharks in the catch. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch action on the western beaches like Gaviota and El Capitan, and that's probably, you know, the end of that perch spawn up there. So with the warming water, that's going to fade fast. Good halibut bite on most beaches. A 30-inch white sea bass was taken off Goleta on a swim bait. Wiley's reported good calico bass action in the reefs. A shop regular had a 4-pound, 10-ounce fish on salted anchovy. Real nice fish. Legal white sea bass catches reported off county line. Just Fishing reported 2 8-pound class striped bass taken off Dockweiler. Both the fish came on cut anchovy. Big Fish reported good mixed bag fishing all along that stretch. Perch, corbina, croaker all in the count. A 14-pound halibut taken at the Bolsa Chica Inlet on live smelt. Hogan's reported several thresher sharks hooked off the San Clemente Pier, and the corbina action in Capo Bay is really picking up. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported stretches of 67-degree water, and with it, summer-style fishing, one of the shop's staff caught and released a 5-pound, 8-ounce corbina. That's a hell of a nice fish. The bite really picked up this week, the guy said. Army Navy Academy, South Carlsbad, good stretches. The spot fin bite also picked up. They had several 5-pound class fish, and the shop's holding a croaker derby, and a 5-pound, 3-ounce spot fin leads the derby. But the catch of the week was a 20-pound class striped bass taken off the Oceanside jetty on a swim bait. We're familiar with that little area there. It's produced a lot of nice striped bass. I think they're home guards. I also got an interesting report in Newport Harbor. My buddy was heading back to his fish market there, and he saw some breaking striped bass working spots of anchovies right there in the middle of Newport Harbor.
There you go. There's
very fishy, and I think you guys talking about the anchovy in the shallows, and that's propelling the whole thing.
Yeah, boy, there's corvina, there's striped bass, anchovies.
20-pound striper,
yeah.
Huh, Gundy?
Corey,
yeah,
you got to one of those.
Yeah, we had. Remember that military guy a few months ago had a 24 fishing that Oceanside Harbor, so that's a fishy spot there.
That's a good one, for sure. I have to tell you, Gundy, your reports through the weeks have it spunked me, inspired me, and I had to get out. And the last couple of weeks, I've had some really fun surf fishing, and a couple legal halibut, shortfin corvina, about 4 pounds, and I've even had a sand bass, some calicos, just a lot of fun in the surf right now.
It's fishy, I know, and you know, with gas prices up, hey. You don't burn no gas walking the sand.
That's true, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. Well, Gundy Gunderson, I sure appreciate your great report, and we'll talk to you next
All
Sunday.
I love the show, guys.
Right.
Have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy. Great job. Hey, let's head down off the water here. Mike on the Tribute is calling. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. You get Mike on land.
Yeah, oh, Mike's on land. All right. He gets the day off. So what's been going on the Tribute?
You know, Captain Tyler just got in this morning. Some really good shots on the bigger bluefin. They had 16 bluefin. A lot of it nighttime fish, sinker rig, night jig, stuff like that. But there's been some really big fish caught here lately. I think out of that, there's 16. Half of them are 90 to 180 pounds. There's been we had one last week that went 256. I mean, there's just an absolute show. It's like,
man.
kind of where you're starting to get to the point where, at least in my opinion, it starts taking the fun out of it.
Yeah, that's a big one there. For sure.
Yeah, there's been some really good shots on that bigger green fish. You know, typical nighttime fish, you're losing a fair amount of them. Guys coming out and just not being rigged up properly, or, you know, and dropping in with their 60-pound. And I'd hate to say it, 60-pound test isn't very heavy anymore.
No, not when you're dealing with 100-pound tuna, that's for sure. Yeah.
200-pound tuna, yeah. It's been good, though. It's been very, very consistent. Limits on several of the trips, and you know, basically, if you know, we had a trip Captain Dan ran the other day. Just everybody that was awake at 3 o'clock in the morning hooked one. I'd hate to say it. It just, there's a lot of effort that has to be put into this if you want to. You know, you never know when they're going to bite, and you got to be there, and it's rugged.
And Ali, you were saying that the volume of fish out there right now is just immense, right?
It might be the most ever. I mean, it's insane. And the amount of bait. Once they eat through this bait, they're really going to bite. I mean, right now, they're full and they're biting that good. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, just a weird, you know, time of day deal. You might get a good shot in the middle of the day. It might be at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's definitely... You got to pay your dues to make sure you're there at the right time.
Well, if somebody wants to get on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, how do we do that?
You can give the landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through c4landing.com, tributesportfishing.com. I know Tyler said he's going to be posting some pictures up here shortly. Get a idea just how big these things are, and you know what the opportunity is. Tonight's trip is light, and there's only about a dozen people on it. So,
wow!
You want to come out and, you know, take advantage of, you know, hooking one of these beasts? Give Seaforth a call, or, you know, book through the website. But it's you know, like I said, 16 fish, big fish is 180 pounds. If you want to go out and catch a trophy, now's the time.
Take that opportunity. Book on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, C4landing.com. Captain Mike, sure appreciate all you doing, all your reports there, and keep getting them. Thanks for the reports, and keep them coming.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. And that wraps up our catch report. CCA California and Bill Barney are teamed up this summer to bring you a series of beach surf fishing seminars. The summer clinics will be held at Boca Chica, Carpinteria, and Morro Bay. Join them right on the beach and become a better surf angler. To sign up, find out more about the clinics, check fishthesurf.com and click on seminars. And remember, they fill up very, very quickly. You know, phones are packed. Corey, let's jump into it.
They have been, Pete, and talk to Don. Don calling from Woodland Hills. Appreciate your patience this morning, Don.
Good morning,
you.
Don.
Hey, you guys are always worth waiting for.
Thanks, Don.
So, Hey, first, Pete, I want to thank you and John and the team down at Rancho Leonero and all the friends we made on the tournament here. We had a blast, and thank you so much. It was great weather, a little windy in the afternoon, but you know what? The ranch is such a beautiful place. You take it as it comes.
Yeah, and it was so great to have you and your wife down there, and a great group of couples and groups. It was a great group, and was that your first time at the ranch?
Been to the ranch probably 7-10 years ago, so it was really exceptional.
Yeah.
For Ali on that Mad Mac trolling, what size are you trolling, and what color?
You know, we've been pulling the 200s and the 240s, and it seems like the 240s they like a little bit better. And I was just telling these guys, I mean, that thing's the size of my size 12 shoe. It's not a small lure.
That's
at
crazy.
All.
How heavy?
I mean, 5 pounds probably.
Seriously?
You don't want to clock somebody in the head with that thing and those
Holy
big nasty
snagging.
Hooks on it. It's very, very heavy, very big lure.
But it gets bit.
It definitely gets bit.
And that's so crazy, 15 miles an hour. That's almost wahoo speed.
Imagine the sound when 100-something climbs on that thing. Ooh. I mean, it sounds like you're really
the line cutting through the water.
So now I've seen some guys changing out the single hook for a treble hook on the back.
I heard that too. I don't like treble hooks.
Yeah.
I'll use them on the dead flyer as a necessity, but other than that, I just don't like them. I'd rather get one good hook in a fish than 3 bad hooks.
Okay.
That's sort of my theory.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Don, great to have you, and now it's time to go catch some bluefin. Appreciate the call this morning very much. Here's a question for Yosef from Bruce in Lemon Grove. He says, I own my own home with a lot of equity, and can I utilize that equity to purchase an income property?
Yeah, you definitely can. One way to do it is to use a home equity line, which would probably be recommended right now. Take your home equity line and basically go shopping with it on the basis of it's going to be an investment. So let's say you go get a normal home over in Lemon Grove, like a 3-2 or something, and you find what you want. You can qualify for that by finding a renter ahead of time and using that income as your income to close on the loan. And that's one great way to spread your equity out and, you know, have an investment property.
Okay.
And make positive cash flow.
Yeah, and have an income property where it's just like money in the bank these days, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The more doors, the better.
Yeah. So, and why would somebody hire you? I mean, you talk our language with fishing, and you go fishing with your customers and stuff like that. That's certainly one reason to. But what about, like, the knowledge of being able to pull off a transaction like that?
I'm the normal guy. I don't try to big time anyone.
Yeah.
Just like a normal
As your brother
friend,
says, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate
And there's
that.
So many realtors around right now that they don't know what their stuff, they don't know their stuff, right?
I'm active. My company, we have training every single morning and on new topics with laws, on what's going on in the market, on inventory. If you're going to choose anybody, choose somebody that's active and it's out there that knows your market that you're shopping in.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah. All knowledge right. goes a long way and helps get offers accepted.
Yeah.
That's a good one for sure. I've got a good text here, too, okay. Pete, we can carry on. And it's a really short one. It's actually a long question, but a short answer for Ollie. He says, hi, guys. This one's for Ollie. Me and my couple buddies are taking part in the Yellowtail Shootout for the first time. Our question is, who can come to the banquet on Sunday? We wanted to know if our significant others, before we can bring someone else along.
That's one of the things that we really, really love. The banquet is 100% family friendly. So
cool.
You can buy extra tickets on Friday night when you check in. If you didn't buy them when you registered, I think they're about $25 a person. That gets you into the party. You have a seat at the table and get you that great Valley Farms food.
Mm.
So, and please bring your wife, bring your kids. It's a great family event. My wife has been making up little goodie bags for the kids with Capri Suns and coloring books and all that. We love having the family turn out, and we see the same families year after year after year. We've watched kids go from 5 years old and kind of hanging out with dad to, you know, actually fishing in the tournament.
Having their their own boat
and place. And yeah,
wow.
No, it's been cool. It's been a lot of fun to watch over the years.
So what's the cost of the tournament? How much does it cost to come to the banquet? That kind of stuff.
I think it's $325 for a team of up to three anglers.
For a whole team?
Yeah, it's very reasonable.
So it's like $100 a person.
$100 a head. And like I said, you're going to get $100 worth of great stuff in your bag before you even get started fishing.
Yeah.
So it's a no-brainer from that regard. Then you're going to get a good party, great meal.
Which is all included.
That's all included. All included in that. Yep.
Wow.
All included. It's very, very easy. It's supposed to be fun. And with the raffles, same thing. We literally get more product than we can raffle off. We just don't have time to give it all away.
And then when if somebody wants to bring somebody else to the banquet, so obviously you get three tickets to the banquet with your entry.
Yep.
If you want to bring some family members, how much?
Yes, it's $25 a head, I believe.
That's it?
And you can get those at the captain's meeting. And then you can also get them at the door. But if we get full, we'll stop selling tickets at the door.
Gotcha.
And that has happened the last few years. $375 has got Portuguese Hall kind of, busing at the seams.
Wow. So is it inside, outside, the whole
thing? It's both, yeah. So we serve the food outside, and then we have a vendor village. Mossy's bringing a pickup truck.
Yeah.
A couple of boats there. Costa will be there. All of the right players.
Who's?
Bob will be there with the Costa van as usual. Yep. And we've got some other guys setting up booths. It'll be a good time for everybody. It's just a great way to spend a Sunday with the family.
So that's Sunday the 26th.
Yep.
The tournament is the 25th.
Yep.
And then the captain's meeting is on the 24th.
Check in on the 24th.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, of course, again, BD Outdoors, Yellowtail Shootout.
YellowtailShootout.com. It's got all the details.
All
and like
stuff.
I said, please, if you're going to fish a tournament, at least have one of your guys read the rules. They're very straightforward. But, man, there is nothing worse than telling somebody that they're going to get DQ'd.
Yeah,
so let's try and avoid that.
All right. Let's jump back on the jam-packed phones.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Matt? Matt from National City. Good morning, Matt.
Well, it's Jim, not Matt.
Oh,
but anyway.
Okay. We can go for that?
Yeah, from National
City. My bad. Good morning, Jim.
Jim. Yeah, guys. Great, another great show. Hey, I don't want to kind of change the subject, but Pete, I just wanted to talk about my trip down to the ranch. Of course, I took myself and five family members, and just a great experience down there. I mean, the fishing wasn't over the top, although there were 41 striped marlin caught. We had a marlin strike, and of course, my son got that nice Dorado 31 pounder, which was
the jackpot
for the day. He had like a $350 bar bill, and I'll tell you what, the drinks were cheap, but everybody starts buying everybody a drink, and it was great, And
hey, Jim, it was so great to have. I was just blown away at knowing you. I was blown away what a nice family you have, and I don't understand it. I don't get it. Knowing you, I mean, your son's such a great guy and loves fishing, and I know you really enjoyed hanging out at the ranch and your grandkids and stuff like that. It shows you what a great family place Rancho Leonero is, right?
Oh, it is, man. It's over the top. I mean, you got all that beach out in front of you. I don't know how many miles in each direction. You have all this lovely beach. We were there from my room. The bat rays were schooling up. You remember that, Pete? And jumping out there. My Anthony and his granddaughter and everybody was in the kayaks, and they were out there in the bat rays were jumping up. It was awesome. I mean, some
they were thick.
Events. They were thick. Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you and your family. Just a really, really fun time, Jim. And thank you for joining us. And I know your daughter-in-law already signed up for next year, so I guess you're coming back.
Yeah, I guess we are. Okay, Pete. I'll talk
all right.
to you later.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mo? Mo from Vista. Good morning, Mo. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Mo.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Ali. I know you use the 10-inch Mad Max. What was your favorite color? And do you crimp them with a crimp them on?
Yeah. So we just... we used to be partnered with Nomad, so I had a bunch sitting around, and they've all got big. I don't think color really matters. I think it's that wiggle and making all the commotion.
Total reaction.
The size, too? Does the size matter or no?
They seem to show a preference for the big one. I also think, like, you're going to have trouble finding them right now. Just get a big Marauder. I think it'll work just fine. I have some in my tackle closet I was going to bust out this week and carry as backups. I think it's more the size and the action than it is anything else. I wouldn't sweat it too much. If you do have a choice of colors, I like the sardine, you know, all the classic colors, black and purple, you know, black and green.
So, you know, what was that big lure that was so hot, the one with the bill on it that Nomad made that was so hot?
That was the DTX.
Why wouldn't that work right now?
Dude, it probably would, but you know how fishermen are. One guy catches one on something, another guy sees him, it works for him, and next thing you know, the night flat fall stuff, right?
Yeah.
All the guys, you have to have this particular one in this
and rig this particular way.
Expand your horizons a little bit.
Mix it up.
There's other options for sure, and it probably would work. The only thing is you can pull those Marauder style lures going really fast.
Really fast.
They're made for that high speed Wahoo stuff, you know. So I wouldn't hesitate to pull a Marauder of another brand at all. I think you're going to be just
fine. That style.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Bill in Scripps Ranch wants to know: are there spots for singles in the Yellowtail Shootout?
You know, the best way if you're just a regular guy wants to fish it is go on to BD and put up a post. Hey, I've got some cash. I'm a good dude. I'm looking to get involved. And there's usually a guy who's got an extra spot on his boat that you can jump in and fill. We've seen it happen tons and tons of times over the years. So just get on our forums there at BD Outdoors and put up a post. Just say, hey, I'm looking to join a team. And, you know, here's my qualifications. And more times than not, you'll find someone.
Could you hire, like, Brandon Hayward?
You can totally do it on a charter.
You could charter Brandon Hayward's. You want to have Brandon Hayward's boats.
Yep.
And that's totally legal.
Totally legal.
No
problem at all.
All right.
Yeah, we have a few charter boats every single year that do it.
Okay. But you could do it that way with the three anglers.
Yep. Well, everybody on the boat's an angler. So
the captain, Brandon, would be
an angler.
He would count as an angler.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it'd be for two anglers and the captain.
And you can have more guys. You can have up to six anglers on a team.
Two. Oh, okay. I got you.
You can't have six.
Additional.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
It's like an extra $100 a guy.
So everybody on the boat, including the captain, if you hire like a Brandon Hayward or in the depth sport fishing or something like that.
Yeah, we get guys all the time, you know, I'm on a 60-foot yacht and I got my captain and my deckhand. I'm like, they're all anglers. We just don't want to get, again, we want to make this thing as transparent as possible.
Yes, black and white, cut and dry.
If you're on the boat, you have the potential to catch a fish. We don't want to have a captain hook a fish and then hand it to somebody else or...
Right.
Something like that. So
gotcha.
If you're on the boat, you're an angler.
You're an angler.
Pay accordingly, and that way we can keep things nice and clean.
That's cool. What if you hire Captain Dave Hansen? You're a saltwater guy.
You pretty much already won.
Well, yeah, you think? Yeah. Not only would you be catching fish and bagging them up in those white sacks that they want to come home in, but you would only, not only that, but you'd be having the best comedian of the century.
Yeah. Well, let's find out from your saltwater guide, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. And Corey?
Yes, brought to you by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns long-range, local, or private boat, plus, with Fish Pros at Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs, their smoked cheese, the tuna burgers, and the poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town. It's super easy. I've done it on Taylor Street there. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to check them out on Instagram, their new Instagram page there. It's the Real Fisherman's Processing, R-E-A-L.
All right.
Fisherman's Processing.
So what do you think, Dave? You could win, huh?
I might be able to catch something. I don't know.
You at least be entertained.
Yosef. Good morning, Yosef. Good morning, Ali. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
I am super excited. I'm going to try to bring it down a little bit because I'm really wound up. The fishing is absolutely insane, and like Corey was saying, and Corey and I have been in this thing for a long time, just like the rest of you, but man, this is the cycle. This is the cycle we've been looking for an awful long time. We've been out of this cycle for a long time. We're back in the cold water cycle with the anchovies and the barracuda, the bonita, the bass, the yellowtail. just in time for this yellowtail shootout gang. And then, like Wooly was saying, there's fish on the coast. There's yellowtail on the coast, and they're spread out all over the place. And the conditions are insane. They have blue water right now on the Horseshoe. Tell me when the last time someone was talking, oh, the water's blue on the Horseshoe. It's blue on the Horseshoe. Come on. It's unbelievable. Bass fishing on the Horseshoe is phenomenal. If you look at those half-day and three-quarter-day boats that are fishing the Horseshoe, they're having staggering numbers. And it's because of the fact that the water's clean, we're in a cold water cycle, and we got anchovies, a lot of the barges up and down the coast, which bodes very well for what Corey and I love to do, and that's calico bass fish. It is insane. The calico bass fishing at Clemente, mind-boggling. The backside of the island on any edge of any kelp, it's insane. And back in the 70s and 80s, we ran, every trip we ran to Clemente was strictly to go catch calico bass. I know it's hard to believe nowadays with all these great trophy fishermen, but yeah, you went to San Clemente Island to catch calico. Look at our good buddy Jimmy Decker and Eric Landestine and Benny, those, and Jerry. Those guys go to Clemente on their bass boats. Why? To catch calico bass. And this is it. It's insane right now on the coast, all over the place. Like I could tell you, I am super fired up. Some of the best white sea bass fishing they have seen forever in Santa Monica Bay right now. No one's talking about it. I'm sorry, I'm letting the cat out of the bag, but it is insane. It's on the squid beds there off the El Segundo, Pete, and it is going bananas. They're real quiet about it. Not anymore. Captain Dave, Big Mouth Dave, he's letting the cat out of the bag.
Nice. And now, did you hear it from Danny at Fish Dope?
Yeah, I got everything. I don't even go on the show before I talk to Danny. He won't let me.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, don't even
Danny
go
knows.
On the show without talking to me.
Yeah.
And so we're letting the cat out of the bag, gang. Fishing is insane. We all know about that bluefin. It's not a secret. That bluefin's been biting like this for 6 years. So let's talk about all the cool stuff going on the coast, which bodes very well for the price of fuel now. There is actually fish to catch on the coast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, right, right. And, Dave, since the lowered limits of keep on the calicos and the size limit change, it is an incredible fishery right now. Like, we're 7-8 years out of that those laws. And let me tell you, there are so many 13- to 16-inch fish, like so many pound-and-three-quarter to 2-and-a-quarter-pound fish. It is so much fun.
Because guys like Dave can't kill them all.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Corey's trying to set me up to put my foot in.
No, I do that.
Yeah, I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that, Corey. Sorry.
I know. Hey. I keep a couple now, here and there. And they make some great ceviche. I'll admit it.
Oh, yeah. You get that ceviche spice at Fisherman's Crossing.
That's exactly.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Hey, of course, fishdope.com. We talked about it. Danny and the boys over there do such a great job. $20 off a new membership, the fishdope.com, using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. You want to know about bluefin. You want to know about calicos, yellowtails, sea bass. It's all there at fishdope.com. $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, I know I'm really hard to see right now. I'm hiding out. But no, really, on social media, it's kind of hard not to see me. I post 3 brand new videos every day on every piece of social media. I am your saltwater guide. If you guys, once you figure out where they are, you go to Ollie's website, you go to Fish Dope, you figure out where they are, then I teach you how to catch them.
That away.
So we work together as a team, and we always have, and we always will.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good, Dave.
Thanks a lot for the report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, you guys. I'm going on the trip of a lifetime. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I'm taking a boat from Cabo San Lucas to San Felipe.
Whoa.
180 miles.
Awesome.
It's going to be trip of a lifetime, so I'll be calling you from the sat phone next week.
It's cool. Have a safe trip. That sounds cool. Up
Thank
to
you.
Cortez. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Such a great
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun time. Well, I bet he would want one of those Anza fillet knives to clean all those fish.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Handcrafting knives in the USA. Thank you, Dave. Handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fishing Fisherman's Pro Series and the other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives, made from a high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and more. Check AnzaKnives.com and get the Fish Pro Series at Fishman's Processing. Simple as that. And hey, we're going to be right back. More from Ali and Yosef when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having so much fun. If you want to join us, there is one line open at this point. We have been full. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. Or shoot us a text. Somebody's going to win a $300 gift certificate to Costa.
Costa Sunglass Certificate, yeah. And I want to remind you, of course, Beat Outdoors, Yellowtail Shootout is 24th, 25th, 26th. But next weekend, next Saturday, another big event at the Portuguese Hall, and that is the CCA California San Diego Chapter dinner honoring Captain Bob Fletcher and his late wife, Ann Fletcher, with the 2022 Anthony Shea Conservation Award. It's going to be a great event. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
You're going to be there, Corey? No. All right. Wouldn't miss it. The honor dart. Are you going to go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So Ali will be there. Yosef?
Likely.
Yeah. If you can get away from the baby, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you should be there. Number one, to support CCA and all the efforts that they're doing to keep us fishing. And number two, to support one of the great guys in sport fishing, and that's Captain Bob Fletcher. You want tickets? CCACalifornia.org. Check that out. It's next Saturday, June 18th at the Portuguese Hall in Shelter Island. We'll see you there for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones.
Let's do it. How about Dennis? Dennis in San Diego. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome. Let's talk hookup.
Good morning, Pete. Good luck on your trip up in Alaska, man. One of the dream trips I always wanted to take.
Thank you.
It's weird because you won't need a COVID thing coming back, right?
Well, you wouldn't need that because it's part of the United States.
Going there,
that's the nice
back.
Thing about Alaska.
I thought you were stopping in Canada. Anyway, I got two questions for you about your website. Okay, one of the clothes that you have, I'm a big boy. I need bigger sizes. Is it possible you could stock something at least a 3X in there? I don't see anything on the Ford dealership. Is that off this year?
Yeah, we're not doing the remotes at the Ford dealerships, but if you want to see some Ford guys, Jason from Mossy Ford is going to be at the BTE Outdoors Yellowtail Shootout event at the Portuguese Hall, right?
Yep, he's going to have, I think, an F-250 there for everybody to check out and answer any questions you have about buying a new Ford truck.
Yeah, yeah. So, and, of course, we still support the San Diego County Ford dealers. They're a huge partner of Let's Talk Hookup, and we want to thank them. As far as big boy sizes, we don't have them anything bigger than the 2X, but I know BD Outdoors has a huge display of big guy size.
Yeah, we run 3Xs and 4Xs, and all the big guys appreciate it. You know, we've got guys that have been coming for decades and just buying one of everything.
Yeah.
Nobody else has those bigger sizes.
I remember the Fred Hall show, and your double booth long with T-shirts lined up like all those cool, you know, like the swordfish and the yellow and all those cool.
Yeah, we're not in the shirt business, but we sell a lot of shirts and hats.
Man, that
a
was
lot
so
of
cool.
shirts. So, yeah, we've got a great artist that's always worked for us, Derek Redwine, and he puts together some killer designs. And for us, it's just, you know, extend the marketing reach of the brand. And
sure.
We like to see guys wearing our stuff. And so it's been a good deal for everybody.
I think the coolest thing, Ollie, if I can say, is you starting Bloodied X. I mean, just grassroots, and everything started right here in San Diego.
Yeah, we're super proud of our hometown.
It's pretty cool.
You know, this is a cool place to be from, and we've seen some outrageous fishing, especially in the last 6 or 7 years, and got to know everybody. Man, for a guy like me who just grew up obsessed with fishing, it's living the dream. I'm the luckiest guy on
from
earth.
From fishing local lakes to the bay.
Yeah, I mean, we used to get dropped off, you know, at San Vicente or El Cap. My mom would just dump us
you
off
and Yosef,
on a summer day.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
and we'd sit there all day long.
Santee Lakes after school during the week.
Is that right?
And OB Pier. I mean, we were young, man. Like, I was, I don't know, 11 and he was 7. And our mom would drive us all the way from El Cajon, give us like $10, which got you a couple of lunches and a bucket full of anchovies. And we'd sit there on the OB Pier all day long, catch an opal eye.
Isn't that cool?
Little halibut. Oh, such a great way to grow up, man.
But grassroots all started right here in San Diego.
100%. San Diego.
So, and Yosef, you kind of helped Ali get into the shirt business, right?
For the most part.
Yeah.
We were partners in the shirt business.
Yeah, and that shirt business has grown tremendously,
We
right?
did that for years and years and years, but I don't miss printing T-shirts. I'm much happier fishing and talking about fishing.
And, you know, speaking of talking fishing, we haven't really talked a lot about local knowledge and the new platform that you have.
Yeah,
right?
We've been staying busy. We changed up our format this year with local knowledge. We used to run on a television-based schedule, where we were really only on and putting out new content for 6 months out of the year, and that was usually the second quarter and the third quarter. Now we've flipped it up. We're 100% online. You can find us on YouTube for free, on Waypoint TV. There's tons of great content, including ours on there, and then in your app store. Any app store that you have for, you know, Amazon, Fire TV, Apple TV.
You have a local knowledge app.
There's
all
app.
The episodes are on there.
They're all on there. They're all 100% free. You'll get a little reminder on your YouTube app telling you that a new episode is out. But the cool thing it's done is it's allowed us, we've given ourselves a lofty goal. We're trying to put out one new piece of content every single week.
Yeah.
So if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is really where I want you guys watching it, subscribe, please. You'll get a tip. Trick video once a week. You'll get a recipe. We're out there filming all kinds of stuff. A lot of times when we go on these shoots, you know, we'll go meet with a scientist, or we'll go behind the scenes at a fish market or something like that. Well, on the show, we got like 1 minute to show that content. But by dropping a new piece of content, we're digging out those stories and we're dropping them every single week.
And getting deeper within that story.
Correct. Every Tuesday at like 2 o'clock on our YouTube channel, we're dropping another piece of content. Might be teaching you a new knot, might be showing you behind the scenes of how Casa Vieja runs. I mean, we have all these little stories over the years that have kind of fallen by the wayside, and now when we're shooting episodes, we're not thinking in TV format. We're thinking in internet format. How can we keep our audience, you know, show them value, give them great content, and that's exactly what we're
doing.
And
I assume that's why you went away from TV. It just expanded your horizons and pleased people 10 times more.
Dude, for what we're doing with the numbers online, TV just doesn't matter. It's such a small, it was like 10% of our total viewership was coming from television, but and we were handcuffed, and when we could shoot, where we could go, you know, Russia's fishing is really good in the winter, and ours is really good in the summer. By the time we got out here to San Diego to film, a lot of those shows you were seeing, we filmed them 3 or 4 weeks earlier.
Oh,
just
wow.
Insane.
Yeah.
You get weather, someone gets sick, whatever, you're done. And we couldn't film in the fall because we didn't, you know, really know who our sponsors were going to be next spring and, you know, where we could go, what we could do.
We couldn't shoot that far ahead.
We're totally released. Like, we can do whatever we want. We can go wherever you want.
Makes for a better show.
Just better for everybody.
Yeah.
Better content, better delivery, and we've always got something new and fresh coming out.
Ollie, there are so many texts and so many messages, not only on the home end, and we'll have to forward some of those to you, Seth, because there's quite a few. But this one, there's so many like this, Ollie. And this is from Jason in San Diego. He says, good morning, guys. Just a comment for Ollie. The show Local Knowledge is such a great show, and I really like how you incorporate San Diego fishing and the Florida fishing styles. And it reminds me of one of the older shows I would watch and wait for every week when I was a kid, and I was inside sport fishing. Keep them coming, he says.
Oh, thanks so much, man. Yeah. And yeah, we grew up on inside sport fishing. That was like awesome. Oh,
that
man. Yeah.
The best thing ever.
That and, you know, the other big one for me growing up was Offshore Adventures. Chris and those guys I've got to be very good friends with over the years. But I'm like, you can get on a yacht and leave San Diego and fish wherever, whenever you want with this great crew. I mean, oh, man, I dreamed about that. And then when you finally got to do it, you know, as we got a little older, we had some buddies that retired a little early, had a big yacht, and you could go do some of that stuff. I mean, it's just there's so much fishing between here and Puerto Vallarta or Costa Rica that never gets touched. It's still there.
Crazy.
And the cool thing is to have a quality of show like Inside Sport Fishing and Local Knowledge that looks at Southern California fisheries as well as Florida fisheries, because we've got some great fishing here.
We do, and they do too. And you know, growing up here, we thought it was all bonefish and tarpon. Well, it turns out, man, they like to live bait fish in Florida. They like to bottom fish. I mean, the groupers all and the snappers, and you can catch a swordfish any day of the year. And it is broaden your horizons. Florida's not far. It's very cheap to get to. The charters out there are unbelievably cheap compared to what we do here. Yeah. I mean, it's half the price to charter a boat. Man, get out there and try some different fishing. Like, I thought permit, you had to catch them on a fly. We get these permit on wrecks in the Gulf of Mexico, and we sneak up on them in the tower of the boat. We take a live crab, and you've got to pitch it in front of the permit. You see them visually. You pitch it in front, and then when they bite, you've got, like, 1 second. They crush that crab with their mouth. If you don't set the hook, he takes that hook. He knows something's not right. It's such a challenge. And then you catch this big, badass jack trying to break you off in the reef like a yellowtail. Wow. I mean, there's so many great kinds of fishing out there. Our fishing's obviously been insane for the last few years, but, you know, their best fishing on the East Coast there is like November, December, January. We're here. We're slow. You know, yeah, we got our hoodies on. We're trying to catch a few cod. Jump on a plane, man. Yeah. There's so much to see.
But Florida, November, December, and January is actually
on
like,
fire.
But it's bearable.
The weather's bearable.
You don't want to be there now.
Yeah, no, yeah. 75 degrees and sunny all winter long. It's awesome.
For sure.
Awesome, awesome.
All right, well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. So much fun. And Vinny wants to join us. Vinny from Carlsbad. Good morning. Welcome to the Stock Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. A quick question. I'm getting ready to go on 3 day on Monday on RP. What four rigs would you recommend taking? What four setups?
What do you think, Ollie?
Oh, man, I think it's – I don't even need four. I think you really only probably need a couple or three. Yeah, if you want to have a real solid 30- to 40-pound outfit for the smaller fish, I would probably bring, like, an 80-pound outfit for the flatfall stuff, the knife jigging, sinker rig fishing, and all that. And then, you know, I always want to carry the big gun. I'd probably bring one of my rail rod setups because, man, some of these schools right now are straight 60s and 80s, and some of them are the right kind.
Yeah.
150 plus, and there's a lot of fish out there, and you just don't want to be caught.
So three rigs.
Yeah, I think three is really all you need.
Yeah. Hey, have a great time, and hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. John in Huntington Beach has a question. He says he's got a 23 Parker Center console, wants to update his electronics, and he has to stay about $2,500. Any suggestions on that?
Man, I don't, you know, at the $2,500 range, there's a lot of good multifunction units. Mm-hmm. You know, we're fishing for
like
Runo.
Lowrance.
We have, yeah, that's a great value part
great
right there.
Value,
Lowrance,
yeah.
Is Lowrance really
is
hard
on the
to
lower
beat.
End of Simrad.
It is, it is. And I believe Furuno also has a couple of combo units.
Oh, do they?
The good thing now is, and you remember this, Pete, is you used to, like, buy a screen, and then you had to hook up five different boxes to it and all this stuff. Like, you needed a fish finder module.
Right.
And then you had to pay for the chirp module. All that stuff's built in now.
Yeah, I mean,
you can
nice.
Get a lot of bang for your buck in some of those smaller units, you know.
Yeah,
the,
for sure.
The Go series is really nice.
The Ghost a, series?
The Go series. Like
Go.
Go,
yeah.
Go 7.
Is that the Simrad Go?
That's the Simrad, yeah, the lower
yeah.
end.
Yeah,
lower
those end are
Simrad.
Nice.
I ran them for a few years, man, yeah. and they're great as long as you have a good transducer with them.
That's the key, the yeah. transducer.
Always.
For saltwater fishing, you got to have the
yeah.
good transducer.
I would I'd spend more money on the transducer,
transducer
than I would on the screen in a lot of cases.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. Corey?
Yeah.
So Stephen Fallbrook also wants to know, Yosef, do you have any knowledge about Loretto properties?
Oh.
Down in Mexico?
In Mexico,
Loretto?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm sure I could turn somebody up that
yeah.
is knowledgeable on them.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a
great
place
spot.
Down there,
yeah. So I mean, that's,
get you a referral.
Love Loretto.
That's
such
awesome
a great
place.
Spot. Yeah.
So nice.
But you know people that could do that and
definitely. Yeah.
Get you turned. And here's the thing: is that you can use Yosef as a resource too. How what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can catch me on social media at Cal Realty, CalReality, and message me on there or just call me 619-277-2169.
And then you have your home eval too. What is that?
That's SoCalHomeEval.com.
Where you could put your house in and you could tell you what's it worth.
Exactly.
Yeah, no obligations.
Roundabout
yeah.
Estimate on your home, what it's worth, and it shoots me an email as well. I'll always follow up with you, and we'll have a little conversation and see if we can get you helped out.
Yeah, there you go. Let's try and sneak in another call.
Let's do it. How about Robert? Robert from Canning Country. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. So I'm taking my daughter on Father's Day. It's her birthday and Father's Day, and we're going on the new low end. My question is, hooking up the smaller jigs, the Colt snipers and stuff, how do you rig those?
We fish a lot of the small metal jigs. We've been fishing these Williamson ones now that they've got just a different shape with kind of a Z-bend in them. We're loving them. And the other thing I really like about them is they come with a really good VMC hook on them. So there is no re-rigging. I mean, we're using those little trebles, and we're catching tuna up to 100 pounds on them, no problem.
A pretty stout hook.
They're very stout hook. Most of those other ones, you know, we were changing out for a J or whatever. The treble's been working great. We've had no issues. We've even hooked a few fish in the side and those foamers and stuff, and really pulling on them to land them, had zero issues at all. I like to, in any situation like you're talking about with those lures, the poppers, whatever, that fish is not slowing down to look at the leader. I mean, it's a reaction bite, as classic as it gets. Man, I'm fishing 80-pound Seaguar.
Heavy.
Even sometimes 100-pound Seaguar.
Right.
Because what'll happen with those little metal jigs is sometimes, man, they'll just inhale them.
They're like yeah. in the gullet.
It gone. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to see that lure again until you cut that fish.
That's why that heavy leader is so important.
And the more they swallow them, the more it's going to hurt them, too. You want them to swallow.
It's not. We call that the engine room.
Yeah.
And getting them in the engine room is not a bad thing a lot of times. And they fight goofy, and it kind of confuses them. And a lot of time, you'll get a 100-pound fish swim right to the boat, and he's got a couple of...
But you got to have that heavy leader.
You need
otherwise
a leader, or they will chew you right off.
How much leader do you use?
I'm going to use very, very short. I've been doing that for years and years. I'm talking, like, from my tip to my reel. Like 4 feet, three
four
and a half
feet max,
feet, something like that. I don't really want the knot going through the guides, you know. And we tie the FG, and it does go through the knot, through the guides really well. But there's no need. And once you get a feel for casting braid, and you can do it without blowing your reel up, you know, it is so the way to go. Longer cast, it doesn't get as affected in the wind. It's a so much better way and a straight connection to the fish.
You like the FG?
I do. The FG works really well. It's funny, man.
It's just so complicated. Though.
It's hot.
So if you look at the easy way to tie it, it's not that bad. The good thing about the FG is you can very quickly attach like 100-pound leader to 60-pound braid. It's just a great way to do it, as opposed to doing, like, it depends on the size of reel you're using, too. Because if you're fishing it, like, on a jig stick, well, honestly, you're not going to put enough pressure on a uni to uni. Or I've been tying the RP a lot lately.
I love the RP. Knot's a great knot.
Man, I'm getting old, and I don't like change. Yeah. And I did a video on doing a uni to uni on Local Knowledge's channel, and I had 100 people come back and say, you need to try the RP.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's go try that. And I really like it. It's a great, great knot. And one of the things I like about it is if you tie it wrong, it'll break as soon as you test it.
As soon as you pull on it.
Yeah. So it's either you're 100% or you're 0%, and you know it really, really fast.
I did the same as you. I was a back-to-back uni guy forever.
Millions of years.
Now I can't get away from the John Collins RP knot.
It's a great knot. It is a great knot.
Hey, real quick, Ali wants, Phil in Costa Mesa wants to know what video topics he's looking to do this year. His crimping, rigging, and other videos are awesome.
Oh, cool. Yeah, a lot more of that stuff, man. I mean, the thing that we get feedback, we read all of our YouTube comments, we answer every single one of them. So if there's something you want to see, and like I just said, man, we had all these guys like, you got to learn the RP and show us a video. So we were going to release an RP knot video.
But wait, it's already on the Let's Talk Hookup YouTube channel.
I did not want to take away
John Collins,
from
man.
Well,
come on. By the man, John Collins. How do you top that?
That's the authority right there.
I think you can coach that up.
Isn't there like three people that claim to own that knot?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I know there's a lot of different names for it. There's East Coast guys that swear. I don't care who started it. It's a great knot.
You know, Dr. Chris Minnick, who's a wizard when it comes, he taught me a little trick with the RP knot where instead of going through when you come back once, go back two more times. So go back three times into the knot. He says it makes it a more secure knot.
I do it twice.
I tried it. And I would agree.
I just do it once.
I go through twice, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm calico fishing, I'm making 1,000 casts to your 5 casts, right? Mm-hmm. And when that knot comes through the rod tip every once in a while, it'll
frays a little.
It works a little. The fluorocarbon that's pinched over will take a toll and eventually break.
Right. Oh.
So if you double up or triple,
it wraps that little the bend.
It's a little bit of a guard for the fluorocarbon.
It still cinches down nice and easy.
It's super same knot. It's just more protection. Hey, with all this good stuff, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this $300 gift certificate at CostaDelMar.com when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. it's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's been such a busy show. So many callers, so many texters, and Ollie's got the coin. He's going to flip right now.
Flip the coin.
We're going to find out who's won. Oh, he did it on his hand. It's a caller.
Caller.
It's Dennis. Dennis from San Diego. Appreciate that.
When's that? Close to sunlight.
Oh, no, nothing better going.
Yeah.
Coast of Del Mar.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, the Texters had a long run, so it was about time a caller won.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, want to thank very much Ali, BD Outdoors, and Local Knowledge. Thanks for coming in. How do we find you?
Thanks for having us, Pete. We always appreciate the support. We're not hard to find. BDOutdoors.com, localknowledge.tv, fishdope.com, and there's a few more there too.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I want to say thanks to the whole audience, man. You guys have supported us for so many years. We've tried to bring value and, you know, give back to the community, and it's just been a really good relationship. And like I said, I mean, I just feel like I'm the luckiest guy on earth getting to live this lifestyle.
Done it for sure. And of course, Yellowtail Shootout coming up.
Yellowtailshootout.com. Yeah, please come join us. If you haven't fished a tournament before, don't be intimidated. Beginners are welcome as well as experts.
Yeah.
And there are some big yellowtail running around right now. I think this will be one of those years where you're going to have to get a 35-pound fish to win.
Maybe 40.
You know?
Yosef, how do we find you?
You can find me on social media at Cal Realty, or you can hit me on my website at SoCalHomeEval.com.
All right. Thanks, Yosef. Thanks, Ali.
Guys.
Great show. Thanks to Christian and, of course, Adam for all that they do. And thanks, Corey, for being here. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. I'm headed for Sitka. I'll be back with a fresh report from Kingfisher Charters next Saturday. Mike Lum and Harold Davis from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea next Sunday. Captain Fred Huber and the Daily Double. And Captain Steve Peterson from Mission Bell. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on the Meyer 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookabout.